We're here in Arlington, Texas. It's Friday afternoon on a beautiful 75-degree Texas afternoon near Park Row Drive and one of the major interstates. Parked alongside the road here is the Dallas-Fort Worth Normal Truth Enforcement Vehicle. It's an all-white cop car festooned with green DFW Normal and Truth Enforcement and Sloan Law and pot leafs and green police lights right here off the side of the freeway. People are starting to take notice. It's all part of DFW Normal's protest to bring awareness for the Global Cannabis March. David Sloan's here from Sloan Law, major promoter. And we have a few activists that are walking up the pedestrian bridge. It's one of these covered pedestrian bridge here in Texas, and holding banners on the overpass as people on the freeway are passing underneath. So that's part of the activism going on here in Texas. We'll give a look from up top in just a moment. We're here with Sean McAllister, the executive director of DFW Normal, getting ready for what they call the banner drop. Who else is with us here?
Jacob Skelly out of Saginaw, Texas.
Jacob out of Selma. Who's here?
Shauna.
Shauna.
Cattrell.
Cattrell. All right, so everybody here has got a cooler full of drinks and a couple of banners to hold on this overpass, this pedestrian overpass. Sean, how long have you been doing this kind of thing?
Been doing the banner drops about 2 years now. Easily one of the most affordable ways of getting the word out for us. For the cost of a couple of hours and a donated set of banners, we get to reach thousands of Texans without really having to spend any money on Facebook ads or any of the other BS that people are mostly wasting their money to spread the word on. So this is direct to the citizens' activism, and it's really fun, and the police tend to, for the most part, be pretty friendly about what we're doing.
So they understand it as a free speech thing. You're on a public sidewalk. It's just a pedestrian bridge over. Which interstate is this?
360.
Yeah, this is Highway 360. And it goes north and southbound through the Metroplex. It is one of the arteries of the Metroplex. And most of the time, the traffic is flowing pretty smoothly, as you can see. People are averaging, 60, 70 miles an hour on the highway right now. In about 10 minutes, it's going to be much slower.
So is there ever a concern from the police from a public safety perspective that you're messing up traffic or anything?
So we've been doing this for a couple years, and the police have been at almost every one of them. And it was only this last time, 2 weeks ago, that they actually kind of sort of complained, but didn't actually ask us to do anything. They were just sort of cognizant of the fact that we were seriously holding up traffic because we had two 30-foot banners facing southbound and one facing northbound. Whoa, people are already honking. We haven't even hung the banners up, but they can see the flags.
All right, well, let's get to hanging up these banners. We'll talk more later. The banners are up now, and as you can hear, the traffic is getting very excited. We're getting a lot of honks, people coming through honking, big rig trucks. People are slowing up to read the banner as well.
And my shirt.
Lori Duckworth is here with her Marijuana is Safer Than Alcohol shirt. What do you think of this?
I think this is awesome. I think these people in Texas are so brave. I can't imagine even in Oregon doing this over the freeway. I wore my Marijuana Safer Than shirt today because it's got big, bold, white letters. And I figure at least from down there on the freeway, people from a ways away can read this. And boy, they sure can. I was up here standing while they were hanging the banner, and there's lots of cars already honking, and it's just amazing.
The protest is in full effect.
Pre protest rally.
If you want to, yeah.
Pre march rally.
Pre march rally.
Yeah.
We're having a lot of fun here.
He's got the truth car down there to slow people down.
Yeah, the truth enforcement vehicle is now parked off the side of Highway 360 oncoming to this this overpass.
360 southbound. White Rifle Grand Prairie.
And that's also having some of the cars slow down a bit as they see what they think is a cop car, but it isn't. It's just a car with green lights on it. We'll keep you posted as we're here live in Dallas-Fort Worth, actually right between the two in Arlington, Texas.